Aren't you glad that he didn't throw you away? But aren't you glad that he keeps working on you and molding your life and getting you in the just, you know what, you're going to come out of the oven a little golden gingerbread man. You're just going to be baked to the perfection by the loving hand of our Lord Jesus. You're glad to be in the house of God this morning. Did you enjoy service here last night? You appreciate the word of the Lord. Amen. God is so good to us. We're so glad you're here in the house of the Lord with us today. Why don't you take just a second, turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. Play a little bit more of that, guys, if you will. Joel Brown here this morning, Brother Joel Brown. Come on to the platform, buddy, if you're here.
He is the potter. How he wants me to stay. But when I stumble and I fall and my vessel breaks, he just picks up all the broken pieces.
Praise the Lord.
He doesn't throw the clay away.
Oh, let's sing it like we believe it now. Yes, now. Say praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated for just a minute while we look at our prayer request. Brother Joel is going to lead us in that song this morning. We're going up yonder. Are you glad you're going up yonder? How many of you know where yonder is? Yonder is the southern slang word, they say, but I'm glad I know where yonder's at. Amen. Let's look at these requests. First of all, let me make this announcement for Brother Wes Willis, teen and young adult Bible study in the fellowship hall from 6 until 8 tomorrow night. We will be on the fourth church age if you want to study ahead. So children and young adults, look forward to that. I know you're going to have a great, great time. Brother Aaron Gilreth says to please remember Brother Thomas Carnes from Georgia. He's scheduled for surgery on Thursday, been battling cancer, and he's asked the church to pray, so we certainly want to pray for that need, that the Lord would be mindful of Brother Carnes this morning. I want to pray for Brother Randy Walton's mother, that God will do a work in her life. We just commit that unto the Lord. Then we have this note of thanks from Brother Gene Littleton. I want to thank everyone for the flowers, the good food, our sisters who brought and served the food to all of our families, for all your phone calls and cards, most of all for your prayers, and a special thanks to Brother Donnie and to Brother Harry for the singing and the message that Brother Donnie brought. Please keep the Littleton family in your prayer. So we're certainly going to do that. We're going to continue to pray for those folks. Sister Barron wants to thank the Lord for a safe return of her son from Croatia this morning. Still needs prayer. Return to the Lord, so we just commit that unto the Lord. May God be merciful to that. Brother Carter Lawson says, I have a unspoken prayer request that he'd like for everybody to pray about. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need this morning, certainly good to see our little buddy here this morning. He had knee replacement surgery. Is that right, Brother Gene? Knee replacement, but you're back in the house of the Lord, and we thank God. The Lord has let you come back to the house of God. Amen. 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 Brother Samuel turned in a prayer request last night. I looked at it very late. He just wants to let everybody know here that he loves you and he appreciates you. And we kind of like you a little bit too, buddy. God bless you, Brother Samuel. Praise the Lord. Can we stand this morning as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer? Brother Rob, come this morning. Take us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. And let me make this quick announcement while he is coming. Sister Joanne Tessa said, I would like to welcome my daughter, Joanna, from Florida. Please pray for all the folks in Florida. We certainly want to continue to remember those folks down there. We appreciate Brother Rob Weber too, don't we? God bless Brother Rob. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, once again we come before you. We want to welcome you to this place. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to us, and thank you, Lord, for the service that we had last night. I thank you for the prayer requests that are made, the natural requests, Lord, the spiritual requests. All these things, Lord, are just ways for us to communicate to you how much we love you and how dependent upon you that we are. I pray, Lord God, for your grace, Lord, to saturate our souls this morning. We need a fresh dose, Lord, from heaven, I pray. I also want to lift up the people in Florida that the hurricane is coming through. Brother Danny Stevens' church, and the last we knew that they were in that church, held together, Lord. But what better place could they be? Lord, to be in your grace and to be in your hands, Lord, it matters not where we are physically, but where we are spiritually. And we thank you, Lord, for grace that's enough to supply every need that we have. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost and the believer. Thank you, Lord, for the message of the hour. As this little video said, run to you, Lord. And I believe, Lord, in our lives, and many people in this building can safely say that they have run, Lord, to a place that they found, and they found you waiting for them with open arms as the father and the prodigal son. I thank you, Lord, for your grace. I pray for these prayer requests. I thank you, Lord, for the things that you'll do and the testimonies that you will bring. Thank you for everything, the all-sufficient one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rob. God bless you, buddy. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. All of our visitors this morning, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you here. Those that would be streaming the service today, we pray it's a tremendous blessing to those folks as well. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand this morning if you would. Brother Joel, we're going over yonder. We're going up yonder. Let's sing this song. Ain't nobody can lead it like this guy, so that's why we've got him up here. We're going up yonder. Amen. Sing it, buddy.
If you want to, ooh, where I'm going, where I'm going,
oh, yes.
anybody ask you where I'm going?
Oh, where are we going?
Where I'm going one day, so soon. My Lord, now I can take the pain, the heartache life it's sure to bring. I have comfort in knowing that I'm soon gonna put on wings and fly away. As God gives me till I see my Savior, till I see Him face to face. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Now you can take the pain, the heartache that life is sure to bring. You can have this comfort in knowing you'll soon be gone from this old crazy, sinful world. God will give you grace to stay in His grace and in your place. I'm going in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture. Goodbye world, good, goodbye world. I'm going in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture. Nosy people, where I'm going, God, where I'm going someday, so soon. If you wanna know where I'm going, where I'm going one day, one day, one day, one day soon. I'm going with my Savior. It's called the rapture and the body change. I'm going with my Savior to be with Him forevermore. God's gonna give me grace to walk, to run in this race, and then I'll see my Savior face, face, face. Up yonder. Amen. be with my Lord.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say glory. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Now just remain standing because we've got another surprise for you this morning. Brother Marcus Turner from Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina is going to come and sing us a song. And he's the only way he would agree to do this is if we all help him. So it's a special, and you get to help on the special. You never can say again that I ever did get to sing a special because you're going to sing a special right now. All right, where is Brother Marcus at? Come, Brother Marcus. Now, you know, we requested prayer for this family for several weeks now. Just not that long ago, they found their son, 30-year-old, had passed away. It's been the most difficult time of this man's life. But God has done wonderful, wonderful, wonderful exploits in Brother Marcus's life. And it's just had a long conversation with him last night to see where he was, to where God has brought him, raised up in this message, loves this truth more than he loves life. And I want you to give him a nice hand. He's going to lead us in a song this morning. Brother Marcus, come, buddy. This
song, it is now.
Sing, buddy.
Can I say something?
I
promise to keep it as short as I can. It won't be last night's conversation. Main reason I'm here, outside of just had to see this brother again, and the other brother, where are you hitting back? There he is, Brother Leniel. I'm probably, without any doubt, the least among us. But it's one thing I've learned in my life, and it's not just by reading the scriptures, it's through experience, what the power of prayer does. You're looking at an individual that, short of the prayers answered, there's little doubt I wouldn't be here this morning. Some of you heard years ago, my sister that played the organ for 40 years, that we had a lot of great times in church singing. I lost her, lost my brother, my mom. The most tragic time of my life, my son David, that worked with me every day, barely in the spring of his life. We don't know why now, other than it was God's time. But I thought about this brother when he sent me word. He's praying, and I knew he would. I knew he would. And without getting into it, God has answered some prayers, or I wouldn't be standing here. And I wanted to come to this assembly not because you're infamous, and I wanted to see one time. But I wanted to say thank you. I don't know if we always stop and look at our brothers and sisters and thank them for the prayers. I wouldn't be here without your prayers. I'll say this and I'll move on. When he asked me about the singing, I won't get into the reasons, and to some discredits to myself, it's been many, many years since I stood up and sang other than at funerals and weddings. But it's a passion in my life, and he gave me compliments beyond what I deserve. So I'm not sure what it'll do today. But the first thing I thought about, if I sing, like I said, everybody's going to join. Because if it croaks, I know how to let you drown me out. And another reason I chose this song, you know, it's like, Marcus, of all the songs you'd sing today, I've seen some beautiful, that song you opened with was, I think you picked it for me. But I'm going to make this brief. I was blessed to be able to visit the Holy Land, we call it Israel, 2 years ago. And the brother that led the locations at each place that we went to, it was, I cannot describe what it was like to listen to that brother stand on the Mount of Olives and deliver a little short sermon. Talk about the disciples coming that night, or he pray and go back and they were asleep. He brought it to life. Stood in the basement of Cephas, the high priest, where we're told Christ spent that last night naked, cold, walked the streets where he bore that cross. And just one thing after another stood at the base of what they call Golgotha and felt it all come to life so real. Was invited to go to a sunrise meeting the next morning. Got there at 6 a.m. on the banks of the Jordan River, and the optics, you couldn't have planned it. You look out there and there's this ship. And just like in the old days, it's like they planned it, but they didn't. There were some fishermen throwing out their nets. And I think all of that just built up something so deep in me that I said, as simple as this song is, we all know it. It's one of the reasons. But I said, someday I'm going to sing this song again in church. Because when that brother opened up the song, Victory in Jesus, I tried to explain it last night. I have never felt the power of God like I felt. I was so engulfed in bawling, crying, and I was amongst good denominational Baptist brethren, you know. And I'm like hiding my face. My chest is heaving. I couldn't control it. And I know that it was a culmination, maybe psychologically, of everything I had witnessed that week. But then I sat there and it all came back to him. I love the prophet. I love the ministry, but it all came back to him. So that's what I want to sing today. All of us.
I heard an old story how a Savior came from glory. Oh, how he gave his life on Calvary just to save a wretch like me. Well, I heard about his groaning of his precious blood atoning. Oh, then I'm repentant of my sins and won the victory. Oh, in Jesus, my Savior forever. Lord, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. For he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Well, I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing. Lord, you made the lame to walk again, and you caused the blind to see. And I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow the Lord came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Lord, you sought me and you fought me with his redeeming blood. But he loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. Lord, he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Well, I heard about that mansion. Lord, you built for me up in glory. And I've heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. All about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day, Lord, I'm gonna sing up there the songs of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Lord, you sought me and you bought me with his. Lord, you loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. Oh, he punched me to victory. Oh, oh, victory in Jesus, Lord, my Savior forever. Oh, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Well, he loved me
And all my love is to him, for he plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood.
I told you he can sing. Gary Hara, being the smart aleck that he usually is, that's right, he is. Thank you. I made a remark over in the practice room. I said, when I first heard Brother Marcus sing, I said to myself, I'll never sing again as long as I live. Gary said, we kind of wish you'd have stayed true to that. So, he's a smart aleck just like his wife. God bless their hearts. I love those folks, Gary and Lona. Bless their hearts. You can be seated this morning. Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy that this morning? Amen. I had some more songs lined up, but I'm going to put them on hold just for a week or so. Brother Aaron, Sister Lindsay was going to sing, but I know they won't be mad at me if I don't let them this morning. Brother Harry's had a song he was going to sing for about 3 or 4 weeks. And he finally agreed to do it this morning without much pressure, actually. His neck's not too blue. But I want him to come and sing that song. Look, this is the best time of your day right here. Whatever you do from here on out, it's okay, but this is the best time of your day. Let's just enjoy this. Brother Darrell's got an outstanding message that he's going to bring to us. You're in good company. You're in the fellowship of the Lord. What else could you ask for? Give him one more good hand clap of praise this morning. Give Brother Harry a nice hand as he gets ready to sing.
Nobody be nervous. I'm nervous enough for all of us. As I have said before, sometimes I tell Brother Louie, I got a song in my heart, and then 5 minutes later, I usually regret ever telling him that. This song is kind of, it sounds like an altar call song. It's called Jesus is Calling. But I'm glad through my whole life, Jesus has been calling. And if Jesus has called you one time and you're the bride, he's called you 100 times. As Brother Donnie's been going through the book of Solomon, I know many times in my life, spiritually, he's looked through the lattice and called my name. And when I was cold or half backslid, get too busy with things like everybody and not pray like I should, not read like I should, and start getting cold on the Lord, and I can start hearing him call me, Harry, where are you? I need your fellowship. So whether you're just beginning or whether you're backslid or whether you're away from the Lord, Jesus is calling. And if he is calling you, you're the richest man in the world. You're much richer than Bill Gates if he's called you. Anyway.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah! Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Morning.
Brother Aaron, I'm going to make an exception this morning. I want you and Sister Lindsay to come up here real quickly, but you got to do this song for me. Satan, we're through. Can you do that? Satan, we're through. Satan, we're through. Somebody say it with us. Satan, we're through. Let's give these folks a nice hand as they sing for you. We've been all over the spectrum this morning, but it's okay. It's okay. Don't get nervous. Brother Harry said he's there nervous for everybody. So, but this song, I love to hear these folks sing this song. I want you to sing with all your heart, Brother Aaron. You and Sister Lindsay. Give them one more hand as they get ready.
You can call me crazy. You can say I'm a fool. I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes it seems so cruel. Oh, but I remember where I came from and what you put me through. And I'm saying it's over. Devil, I'm saying we're through. You've had your chance to make something out of my life, and you turn me to shame. Oh, saying we're through. Now you may be feeling so sad and blue. Oh, and you may not be knowing just exactly what to do. Oh, but won't you turn to my Jesus? He will make you brand new. When you tell him it's over, you tell the devil we're through. Oh, you've had your chance to make something
through. Amen. I'm sure he's tore up about that. He worked some of us over real good, didn't he? Amen. Praise the Lord. Certainly good day, and enjoyed the singing and the presence of the Lord. And Brother Louis said, you know, it's really true. This is the best time of our day right here. And, you know, and to know that we're making preparations and preparing and getting our voices all warmed up for that day when we gather over yonder. Sit at Daddy's table. Can you imagine? We have to have a body change. Our human minds can't even comprehend what that's going to be like in that day, friends. There'll not be one sick person, not be one problem. There won't be no arthritic arms, and won't be no paralyzed arms that can't raise them to worship him. There won't be no blinded eyes. And, man, we'll all have hair. Praise the Lord. It'll be wonderful. Amen. Don't miss it. Whatever it takes. Don't. There's nothing here worth missing it over. Amen. We can see that, friends. Our nation is. You know, I love our nation. When I was a young boy, my mom and daddy actually signed for me to go into the Army. I was even too young to join myself. I had to have my parents' signature, but I went, and I was in the Airborne Artillery over at Fort Bragg, 18th Airborne Corps, and you know, I wanted to serve my country. I wanted to. And I'm an American in my heart, you know, but it breaks my heart to see the condition that our nation is in this morning. It does. It breaks my heart. But, you know, we know these kingdoms have to fall. These things have to give way, because there's coming a kingdom that will not fall. You know, and really, that's the one I really belong to. And so, amen. We just count it such an honor to be here this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Mark. We want to read from Mark chapter 11 this morning, starting at verse 12. Amen. I went to the lapel mic this morning, so maybe it won't fall off. I'm not exactly sure how that happened last night. But anyway, we want to read from Mark chapter 11 this morning. We greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus and desire your prayers this week. And me and Brother Danny and Brother Lindsay McGrady are heading down to Nicaragua to Chinandega for some meetings. So we just desire your prayers. We can get in and out safely. Amen. I want to speak to you this morning on breaking the barriers of doubt. Breaking the barriers of doubt. Now, I want to read this quote just before we read the scriptures, and I want you to listen to what Brother Branham says. It says, the same thing by divine healing. You sick people here this morning believe that, and you've been born again and are sons and daughters of God. Christ has already healed you. The only thing that keeps you from being well this morning is a spirit hanging over you that won't fully let you go out yonder and believe God's promises that He's done it. That's right. Now that's my commission. That's what God gave me. It's what He gave every gospel preacher who will believe Him. The power and the authority to break that spirit. I believe with all my heart that every demon power that's in here at this minute is already broken. I do. I believe there's every sick person in here right now feels a lot different. If that's right, He says, raise up your hand. You who are sick. See there? What's the matter? The devil has broke away from you. He has to. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus Christ died for you. Amen. Jesus Christ died for you. And faith in the word of God breaks Satan from away from you. Faith in the word of God that Jesus died for you. If He loved me enough to die for me, surely He loves me enough to heal me. And faith in the word of God is what breaks Satan away from you. Amen. Breaking barriers. Now let's read Mark chapter 11, verse 12. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, He came, if happily He might find anything thereon. And when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eateth fruit of thee hereafter forever. And His disciples heard it. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. It's the word of the Lord. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have any ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you in your trespasses. Now, why does he go from talking about all things are possible, have faith in God, why does he tie in this scripture on forgiveness? Why does he turn to that and start talking about forgiveness? Because we know that faith is based on forgiveness. Amen. Faith is based on forgiveness. Let's bow our heads this morning. Breaking barriers. Heavenly Father, thy word is true. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we look to you this morning. Thou who has placed the Holy Spirit within our hearts that it may lead us and guide us. Lord, may we lay aside every weight, Lord, every thought, every barrier that Satan would try to hinder us with this morning. And simply take you at your word, Lord. And Father, may they be great testimonies. Because you have visited among us. As our brother saying, truly, Lord, there is victory in Jesus. Father, be mindful of the folks down in Florida today, we pray. Lord, as we just heard coming up the road, over 1 million already has lost power. Father, just be merciful to them, we ask, Lord. as we commit these things into your hands for your glory. And the saints said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Now, in our scripture reading, we find that our Lord was hungry. And finding no figs on this tree, he cursed it that it would never bear figs again. But I want you to notice he never made a public show out of it. He never said, oh, now everybody stop. I'm fixing to do something and I'm fixing to speak. I want everybody to hear what I'm going. He never done that. But just in passing, he made a statement. And Peter heard it. And Peter, hearing this the next morning when they were passing by, Peter sees that the tree is starting to wither from the roots. And he remarks to Jesus. And he says, look, the tree is dried up. You see, Peter seen that the tree was dying. And it brought to his remembrance that the Lord had cursed it. And he tells him, look, Lord, the tree is dying. What you said is happening. Amen. And Jesus turns to Peter and says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. But now we know it's got to be, it's not just haphazardly asking whatever comes to your mind, but it's according to the will of God. Amen. But if you say it in your heart, and don't doubt in his heart. Now doubt means to be uncertain about something. To believe that something may not be true. Or that it's unlikely. To be undecided. To tend to distrust. To disbelieve. Now, when most of us think of doubt, we think of that part of the definition that something may not be true, or simply we don't believe it. So as believers, we think along these lines, I'm not an unbeliever because I believe all things are possible. How many believes that this morning? Sure, we believe all things are possible. So we as a believer, you think, you know, and I'm not trying to hinder your faith, nor am I trying to make you an unbeliever, but I want to make a point here. I believe that we're believers and we get in our mind, I'm a believer because I don't disbelieve it. I don't distrust it. But there's a part of the definition of doubt that I want us to look at just for a minute, and that's part that says that it's unlikely or undecided, because I think that's where many times we find ourselves. Yes, we believe God's more than able to do anything. But we have this barrier of doubt that hangs over us, that hangs just above us, that tells us it's unlikely that it'll happen to you. Or we're undecided. Yes, God's a healer, but will God heal me? God's a deliverer. Yes, I believe God's a deliverer. All things are possible, but will God deliver me? You say, how many believes there's a bride? The church will raise their hands. How many believes you're a part of it? You don't get as many hands. Amen. Yes, God's a healer. None of us here this morning doubts that. But Satan places over us a barrier. Will he heal me? Like Brother Branham said, a spirit hanging over you that you won't fully let you go out yonder and believe God's promises. You said, Brother Darrell, what are you talking about? Let me give you an example in the Bible of Mark chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Jesus said unto him, now this man had a boy that had epilepsy, and he fell into the fire and all these things. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child, he cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Amen. But Jesus said, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, friends, that's just as much the word of God as let there be light. Amen. That's true. That's just, we have no doubt. Nobody ever questions let there be light. You know why? We see it every day.
But when he said this right here, whatever you desire in your heart, if you pray and don't doubt, you can have what you ask for. That's just as much the word of God. And every word of God is only as true as every word of God. If let there be light is true, then this is true. If this ain't true, let there be light ain't true. Because one thing God don't do, God don't lie. Amen. You see, faith cometh by hearing. Huh? Now, hearing's not faith. Hearing's not faith. Many people hear and never have faith. Hearing's not faith, but hearing comes. Or faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing's not faith, but faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. When you trust in what the word is saying to you. See, the word has got to become to you personal. It's got to be a personal revelation. Because what is faith? Faith is a revelation. It's something that's revealed to you. That's not yet, but you believe it will be. Faith don't look at what it sees with its eye. Faith looks to the unseen. Faith is a revelation of the will of God. Faith is such a deep subject. It's so mystical to us. And yet, it's so simple. And I wonder sometimes if it's not so simple that we stagger over it. Huh? But I said, I see people come through the line and they say, oh, I have faith to be healed. Burbank said, friends, when they pass by, I know they haven't got enough faith for it to cure a toothache. And some of them coming through with cancer and say, I have faith to be healed. And they do not have faith. Even though they say it. They do not have faith. They have hope. Hope is faith's enemy. But faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's a substance. It's something that's direct. It's something that you really have. Not something that you imagine. Not something that you think you have. It's a direct, positive act that you have. Amen. Many people have hope instead of faith. And yet faith is so simple. The only thing you have to know, oh God, is that Jesus died to save sinners. And his blood washes us white as snow. That's all you need to know. Oh God. How simple can that be? I was a sinner. He died for me. He washed me with his blood. Now I'm a son of God. And every redemptive blessing belongs to me. It's just that simple. It's not some fandango. It's not if I hold my hands right, if I can pray hard enough, if I can pray loud enough. We do that, but that's not what does it. It's that simple, childlike faith. Daddy said it, I believe it, that settles it. You see, when Jessica was blind, the doctors gave us no encouragement. None. Mr. Ward, if you'll do this, and Mr. Ward, I think we can do this, and she'll be all right. They never said that. They never gave us a choice of surgery. They never gave us a choice of therapy. They never gave us a choice. All they said was, we're sorry. Huh? So Cheryl and I went to the Bible. Because if they didn't have the answer, Jesus did. Brother Dow, do you believe in doctors? Yes. I used to work with doctors. I have nothing against that. But when they can't help us, Jesus can. Someone told me not long ago, I don't believe Jesus heals no more. I said, you come too late to tell me. I see it every day of my life. I see it, amen. And not only do I see it, she sees it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We went to the Bible. We started quoting Isaiah 53. We started telling Jessica, you'll see me again. You'll see me again. I'd say, do you see me? No, Daddy, I don't see you. You know what that was? Barriers. Yes, God heals blinded eyes. Did I know that? I preached it for years. I preached for years. God opens blinded eyes. But what about hers? Is that all right this morning? What about hers? Because you see, Brother Charlie, the devil come to tell me, yeah, God opens blinded eyes, but really, her eyes are not blind. God opens blinded eyes, but really, there's nothing wrong with her eye. There's nothing wrong with her nerve. You see, her problem wasn't really her eye. Her problem wasn't really her nerve. Her problem was her brain. The brain was so damaged, it could not process the information. So he said, yeah, God opens blinded eyes. This is what I bought. This was the barriers. These were the hindrances that Satan tried to use. Yes, God heals. Yes, God opens blinded eyes. But her eyes are really not blind. So that really don't apply to her. What was it? Barriers. Hindrances. But we had to break through those barriers. What was it? Satan's barriers. But she believed me. Oh God. She was just a little girl, but she believed me. And let me be honest with you this morning. When she started believing me, it wasn't her. It wasn't me helping her. It was her helping me. Because Brother Wes, her faith in believing, it ignited my faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? When she started agreeing with the word, it helped me to agree with the word. For if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. Amen. Amen. She started believing me. I'll see you again because Daddy said I'd see you again. That simple, childlike faith. You see, she didn't understand the barriers. She didn't understand the x-rays and the MRIs. She's just a little girl. She didn't understand that. So all she knew to believe was what Daddy said. And I think a lot of times how much better off we would believe if all we understood was what Daddy said. You're sick. You see the working of the Holy Spirit. You think, oh, if I can just get Brother Jones to pray for me and have more faith. People come up for prayer all the time. I pray for hundreds of thousands of people a year. We pray for people coming in prayer lines, people coming up for prayer. And a lot of times say, Brother Darrell, pray that I'll have more faith. And you try to get them to understand, you've already got it. You've already got it. It's just that simple hyssop weed, the same faith that brought you to the meeting this morning. Applied to any promise of God, will bring it to pass in your life. Did anybody get up this morning and go through their house and look at the vase on the wall and look at the coffee pot and say, you know, this may be the last time I ever see this. I want to get a good look at my house because I don't know if I'll be back or not. We don't do that. When we go to the store, we don't hug our wife like it's the last time that we'll ever see her again. We just kiss her and say, honey, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go get some taters or something like that. That's what we do. You know why? It's an unconscious faith. We've done it so many times, we don't even think about it. I'm going to the store and I'm coming back. And that's the way it ought to be with the Word of God. God said it. God's proved it. It should not even be a second doubt. It should not even be a second thought. God said it, and that's going to happen because God said it would happen. Amen. It's just a simple childlike faith to apply the blood, to believe it with all your heart, and it'll happen. Amen. You know, he, all he ever said, you know what Jesus, all Jesus ever said was, do you believe? Yeah. Only believe. Not only believe plus a goosebump. Not only believe plus a vision. Come on, somebody. Not only believe, but seeing a pillar of fire hanging over the platform. No, he never said that. The goosebump you feel may not be from God. It may be from the air conditioner. So we don't base it on goosebumps. We don't base it on sensations. We base it on the Word of God. It's just simple. You know, sometimes I think we get too smart. Sometimes I think we get too educated. They asked an old country boy, just an old country farmer, just an old fella said, "Sir, I want to ask you a question. Why do you believe? Why are you a believer?" You know what he said? "Because I believe." I said, "Well, we understand that, sir. We know that you believe, but what I'm trying to find out, sir, is why do you believe?" He said, "Because I'm a believer." "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen to me, Mr. Jones. Listen, I know you're a believer. But what I want to try to find out is, why are you a believer?" Oh, that's easy. "Because I believe." You see, if we wasn't believers, they would probably call us something else. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You see, I'm not saved this morning because I got down to an altar and cried. I remember a few years ago up at the camp up in Ohio at the youth camp, my brother had a testimony service around a bonfire that night, and the kids were testifying, and some of them said, I was sitting listening to them. Some of them said, "Oh, I tell you, when that certain brother out there preached that message, oh my, it spoke to my heart, and I began to shout, and I know I got it." And I thought, it's the wrong answer. They're basing their religious experience because they shouted. Then others got up and said, "I tell you, I got down at that altar and that word was so real. And I thought, God, I know you're talking to me. God, I know this word's for me. And I just received it. And I got so happy. I got to shout." And I went, bing. That's the answer. Believers don't follow signs and wonders, but signs and wonders do follow believers. So we're not saved because I got down on an altar and cried. I'm not saved because something touched my heart and made me cry. But I'm saved because I met God's word. I met the requirements of God's word. You see, Satan can whip us around our emotions. Satan can whip us around on how we feel. Because someday we feel like we can conquer the world. The next day we don't want to get out of bed. But Satan can whip us around on our feelings. That's why some people, that when they're on fire for God, they never miss a service. But the first time something goes wrong, they can't hardly make it to church. And when they do, they sit like Brother Jewel. Woesy me. You say, "Brother Dow, you don't understand. I'm going through a hard time." I'm not belittling what you're going through with friends. We all go through hard times. I've lost loved ones. I've buried my mama. I've buried my daddy. I've buried my brother. I've buried my father-in-law. I've buried my sister-in-law. I've done those things. I know it hurts. But one thing I do know, the pain is never greater than my God. Hallelujah. No matter what I go through, it's not greater than God's ability to change my life. Amen. Glory to God, I feel like speaking Cherokee. Hallelujah. You can interpret it, Brother Wilson. Amen. Amen. But I'm saved because God said so. I accept Him on the basis of His word. That's how I'm saved, because I believe and I confess what the Word says. And it brings the results of the Word. I'm saved because God's Word teaches that I'm saved. Because I met the requirements of God's Word. That's how you're saved if you're saved this morning. Satan can whip us on our ideals. Satan can whip us on things. But he can't go around the Word of God. Jesus said it's written, and that settles it with all of it. It is written in the Word. Then I'm saved, not because I feel like it, but because I met God's requirements. And that same principle applies to healing. I'm not healed because I feel like it. I'm not healed because I got a goosebump. I'm not healed because somebody screamed when somebody prayed for me and somebody screamed. And that's the evidence. I know, sir, that's not what it is. It's the same principle. We accept God on the basis of His Word. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. And Christ alone I stand. Amen. Then I'm healed because God teaches me that I'm healed. You see, in order to have faith, faith has to have a basis. You can't just let faith be loose and wild. Faith has to rest itself upon something. Not the shifting sands of man's reasoning. Not up one day and down the next. Faith can never anchor there. But faith is based on the solid rock of God's Word. Faith rests right on God's Word. God said it, that settles it. It don't shift. Faith don't shift from that. Men sometimes, they can paint a picture so real. Doctors can paint the picture so real. MRI, CT scans can make the picture look so real. You'll get a lump in your throat. Trust me, I know. I can make it look so real. But faith will never look at that. If it's contrary to God's word, if it's contrary to God's word, faith don't see the MRI. Faith don't see the CT scan. You know, the doctors, they thought I'd lost my mind. And I did. I had the mind of Christ. And so Cheryl watched Jessica when I went down to this panel of doctors, and they were sitting there in a table across from me. I was on this side. The rest of them was on that side. All their pens in their pocket and their stethoscopes around their neck and their white coats. And they said, "Mr. Ward, we're a little concerned about you." Said, we don't think that you're grasping the situation. We don't think you fully understand the extent of your daughter's injuries. We don't think that you realize the seriousness of what you're facing, and we're just a little bit concerned. I said, "What are you expecting? The outcome of your daughter's case? What do you expect?" I said, "Sir, I don't care if my daughter's president of the United States. I'm not interested in that. She flies a jet plane, but I'm not interested in that. That's not what I'm looking for. That's not." I said, "Well, what are you wanting?" I said, "Just for her to be normal. Just to be made the way God made her." Amen. Faith don't look at those things. Faith don't look, you know, because I told him, I said, "I just want to ask you, sir, because she's just a little girl. You know, she had just not long before had been potty trained. She's almost 3-year-old. And you know, and I said, "Sir, I just want to ask you, do you think when she comes out of a coma, do you think she'll still be potty trained? Or will we have to re-potty train her?" And I'll never forget, he looked at me like I was an idiot. I just heard crickets, you know. I said, "Mr. Ward, that's the least of your problems." I said, "Well, I was just wondering." Oh, hallelujah. But when she came out of the coma, guess what? We never had to potty train her again. And I believe God honored my faith. Amen. Faith will track right straight back to God's word. That's where faith anchors. What God said, He said it. "I'm the Lord that healeth thee." We believe that from God because God said it. And we believe it. And it brings the results. Then if these principles of God's word is true, why can't we be healed? God wants us to have it. God's done gave it to us. I don't think He's an Indian giver. I don't think God gives it to us and then takes it back away from us. So if God gave it to us, I'm not too smart. But if God gave it to us, He must have wanted us to have it. Or Brother Charlie, He wouldn't have gave it to us. Huh? He wants us to have it. The prophet said that God wants to heal you. Think of this quote right here. God wants to heal you 1,000 times more than you want to be healed. Then why is there such a struggle? It's because of Satan's barriers. It's Satan's barriers of doubt, that little spirit that hangs right above you. Burman said, it's just that one thing above you, that little thin shadow of doubt. He said, if you can ever break through that. Said, they tell me a great airplane, they tell me these jet planes, that they struggle and wiggle till they get through the sound barrier. But after they break that sound barrier, they are free. I went online and YouTube, pull it up sometime and look at it. It's amazing. I looked at some pictures, Brother Trey, I know you was in the Air Force. I looked at some pictures of planes breaking the sound barrier, and they was coming through there. It was almost like a hindrance, and all of a sudden a big white cloud come around them, and boom. And when that thing exploded, they were gone. And that's the way it is with that doubt barrier. Once we break through it, there's 50 miles of elbow room. It's unlimited. It's unlimited to what we can do. Amen. Your speed is unlimited. You will receive the manifestation of what God's already said. Because God's already said you're healed. Breaking Satan's barriers of doubt. See, Satan's desire is to build barriers of doubts around you. Because he doesn't want you to catch the revelation of the Word of God for your day. You see, there's two books that Satan hates. We know this. Two books Satan hates more than any other books in the Bible. That's Genesis and Revelation. Because Genesis tells his beginning, Revelation tells his end. And Satan don't like that. So if you want to upset Satan, if you really want to upset Satan, don't say what he wants you to say. Say what Revelation says. You know, if Satan hates the book of Revelation because it tells him where he's going, then I think we ought to tell him every day where he's going. Amen. Amen. Satan hates the book of Revelation. He knows that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Satan knows assuredly that the original church at Pentecost with the power of God, Mark 16 in action, is the only true church that Jesus claims as his own. All else is false. For Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelations exposes him, exposes Satan, revealing his works, the attempted destruction of God's people, the discrediting of God's word. Because he knows if you get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, you will be an invincible army and Satan will be powerless before you. So then what is Satan's desire? Satan wants to hinder you from realizing who you are. Satan wants to beat you down till you can't even say amen when the word preached. Satan's number one job, his desire, is to keep you from recognizing the promise of the word for you. Amen. To keep you away from revelation. Because he knows if you get that revelation, he's whooped. It would be so good if we knew what the devil knows. Because he knows that, but he tries to lie to you to keep you from knowing that. Because he knows if you see the word, if he knows you see the word that's promised to you, if he knows that you see in James where it says effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, he knows if you catch that revelation that that's you, then he knows when you pray something's got to happen because the God's word don't lie. The reason so much of us struggle with that scripture right there is because the devil tells us that's Brother Donnie or that's Brother Branham or that's Brother Horn. It's everybody in the church but you. But what don't you do realize? He's telling the person beside you the same thing. What is it? Hindrances. What is it? Barriers. The devil trying to get you from realizing who you are in the Word. And if we never know who we are, we'll never have the right kind of faith. How does he do it? By barriers. Barriers. Amen. Amen. You know what a barrier is? It's a fence, an obstacle that prevents movement or access. Yeah. It's railing, it's a barricade, it's a hurdle, it's a bar, it's a block, it's a roadblock. Amen. A barrier is something that's placed across an entrance. Oh God. A circumstance or an obstacle that keeps people or things apart, prevents communication or progress. Barrier. Barrier is an obstacle, an obstruction, a hurdle, a stumbling block, a bar, a block, an impingement, a hindrance, a curve. Don't you see what Satan uses? Everything. Because when Satan sees a real move of God get started in the church, when Satan sees a real move of God get started in your life, he'll put everything he can do to cause a hindrance, to put a hindrance in your way, to try to keep you from the promise that's revealed, that the healing, the revelation, the healing, the peace, to keep you from obtaining these things. He will throw everything in your path to hinder you from receiving the blessings of God in your life. The redemptive blessings that belong to us. You see, it's not something that we're going to get someday. I don't need it someday. I need it today. The people down in Florida, they don't need a God of tomorrow. They need a God of right now. Like the little boy in the storm when he was scared. Said, Mama said, son, Junior, the God will take care of us. He said, but Mama, I want a God with skin on him. Amen. Satan will clutter your path to victory with feelings, emotions, symptoms, lies, confusion, education, all hindrances, even the kitchen sink. He'll even throw that out there if he thinks it'll work. He throws it all at you. Satan throws everything in your way that he can. What is it? Barriers. Barriers of doubt. Amen. Huh? See, we don't have to have a great education to know God. Matter of fact, God's not known by education. And I've got nothing against education. We should go to school. You have to work. You have to know these things. You have to give Caesar's what's Caesar's. But we'll never know God through some kind of MC equals 3 rule or some kind of slide rule. You'll never know God by education. God is known by faith. When Jessica first got hurt, I tried to go to God. I tried to go to God and plead to God. I tried to make a plea to God. I tried to get him to feel sorry for me. I'll be honest with you. I said, Lord, it's my only little daughter, God. That's the only daughter that I have. And she had nothing to do with it. She was riding with her grandpa. She wasn't driving the car. And then I realized that don't move God. God does not move because he feels sorry for us. But God will move by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him this morning? That's not known by knowledge. Amen. But you see, here's the thing. If a person wants to find God, there's nothing going to stop them. But here's the good thing about that. Satan knows. I want you to understand this morning. I told Brother Michael last night, I'm going to preach a message one day on what Satan knows. But Satan knows that he can't really stop you. He knows that. Oh God, are you hearing me this morning? Well, Brother Darrell, I fought the devil all week. But he's a bluff. He cannot stop you. But what he tries to convince you is that he can. But he can't. He knows he can't. Oh, God, help us this morning to know. And we struggle. I know you struggle because I struggle. We're humans. Sometimes we struggle and we wrestle and we struggle. Why? It's because of Satan's hindrances. It's his barriers. God's pulling you. God's pulling to you. God's showing you things. If God can just get you past that barrier of unbelief, then revival will break out through the United States and everywhere, he said. If you can go beyond the sound barrier, that sin barrier of unbelief, breaking the barriers of doubt. When Satan says, yeah, God heals, but he won't heal you. Yeah, God loves or he don't love you. If God loved you, you wouldn't be going through this hard time in your life. God don't really love you or he wouldn't have took that boy from you. God don't love you or he wouldn't took your wife from you. Come on, somebody. What is it? Hindrances. It's barriers that Satan puts to try to keep us beat down. But if we can push beyond that, if we can push beyond that, is the word talking to me? Yes. Is God my healer? Yes. Is God my deliverer? Yes. If we can look to that, friends, if we can keep our eyes on that and push back the barriers and struggle to break through those things, those voices that speaks to you, that voice that says you'll never get well, that voice that tells you that cancer's going to take your life, that voice that tells you your child's going to die, that voice that tells you your marriage is going to break up, that voice that tells you don't have the Holy Ghost and you're not going to, if you can break that barrier, it's unlimited. Amen. Breaking the barriers of doubt. Is it true? Does it mean me? Can I be healed? Could I be saved? Could God fill me with the Holy Spirit? That's Satan's barriers, just to get you to doubt that. But break that barrier. Just keep struggling like that airplane. Just keep struggling and struggling and struggling. Just keep pushing that away. Breaking that barrier away. Oh, I don't believe that. I'm not looking to that. I'm not seeing that. I'm not accepting that. Come on, somebody. And when Satan brings the barriers, we need to push them back. That's not what the Word says. That's not what the Word says. The Word doesn't say you might receive the Holy Ghost. The Word says you shall receive the Holy Ghost. And we need to break those things off of our life. Break those things away from us. Well, I've had scoliosis all my life, but it can stop today. Well, I've had this all my life, but it can stop today. Amen. Oh my, if I had time, I'd share something with you. But we'll just catch it some other time. Amen. When you break through that barrier, you're beyond it then. There's 50 miles available room. Just die out to everything. Just die out to the voices. I'm not going to hear that barrier. I'm not going to believe that barrier. I'm going to push that out of my mind. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to listen to reasoning. I'm going to look at the promise. I'm going to quote His Word. I'm going to rest on the promise. I'm going to get up. Like I told Christine over in Romania that had the hip problem. And I told her, I said, sis, she said, Brother Darrell, I want God to heal my hip. She said, I want to have children. Who would marry me like this? And I said, listen to me, sis. If I was you, I'd quit asking God for my healing. And I'd start accepting. I said, you take this prayer cloth. You put it under your pillow. And when God heals your hip, you send it back to me. I said, you get up in the morning, you say, thank God for healing me. When you go to bed at night, you say, thank God for healing me. When you go to church service, you say, thank God for healing me. And I said, and when God heals you, you send that handkerchief back to me. As a testimony of what God did for you. Years went by and I got a brother here in the church came up, been in the chat room, said somebody's wanting to find you. And so I got an email from this girl. She said, Brother Darrell, my name's Christina. I'm the girl with the hip. I've been trying to find you. She said, Brother Darrell, I did what you told me to do. I went everywhere testifying. Said, even my friends said, oh no, here she goes again. Said, but I kept on testifying. My mom and daddy said, you need to stop because you're not any better and you're bringing a reproach. But she said, I didn't listen to him, Brother Darrell. I kept testifying. And she said, I was in church. And said, I stood up with that crutch and I said, I want to thank God for healing me. And she said, Brother Darrell, I felt a pop. I felt a pop in my hip. And when I did, I threw down the crutch and I walked out of church. Why? Breaking the barriers of doubt. Breaking the barriers. You'll never be no better. You've had this for years. You've had this for years. But Congressman Upshaw had it 66 years. 66 years in a wheelchair. But God said, stand up. Amen. We've got to come past the barriers. Until you break the barrier, you'll never do no good. It's not God was. Well, God did those things in 65 when Brother Brennan was here. If God ever done it once, God still does it. Well, God was God then, but He isn't now. It's a sin. That's a sin barrier. That's a doubt barrier. Come on, that's Satan's barrier. It's just a lie. He's still God. If He ever was God, He's still God. If He isn't the same God today, then He never was God. He said, I am God and I change not. It's not God's lost His power. God has not lost His power. He's the same God He always was. God's not lost His power. Man has lost his faith. It's not God, it's man. It's man that's went back on the promise to believe. Amen. Oh my. I'm glad I took that few weeks off to rest. I feel good. Amen. Breaking barriers. You know, there was a time that they said that man could not run a 4-minute mile. They said if man would run a 4-minute mile, it would bust his heart. His lungs would break. His muscles would rip from his legs. Medical science, experts, myths, thousands of years, they said, man's tried to break the 4-minute mile. Experts said it couldn't be done. They even put bulls behind people and had the bulls to chase them to see if they could run faster. You can't make that up. I tell you right now, they put a bull behind me, I might break the 4-minute mile. They said the body, science said the human body was incapable of breaking the 4-minute mile. Not only was it dangerous, it was impossible. You know, I think God loves that word, impossible. It's a barrier that cannot be broken. Thousands of years, they said, man has tried to break it. In the 1940s, the mile record was pushed to 4 minutes and 1 second. Where it stood for 9 years. 1 second. They could not break that 1 second. Because they had in their mind what science said. Your lungs will explode. Your heart will burst. You'll die. Well, you might do it, but you'll die. You can't do it. The body can't take it. And they would run, and sometimes they was 1 second off. But perhaps, Brother West, just perhaps, as they was about to break that record, the thoughts begin to come into the mind. You're going to blow your heart out. You're going to blow your legs out. You'll never run again. And perhaps they hesitated just enough to miss the mark by 1 second. 9 years. But on May the 6th, 1954, there was a man by the name of Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute barrier. He ran the mile in 3 minutes 59.4 seconds. Think of that. And they said, Roger, how did you do that? He said, I held in my mind a vision. I saw myself breaking the record. I saw myself going across that mark. I saw the clock. I saw that it said it was under 4 minutes. I kept that before me. When I trained, when I ran, I didn't listen to what they said. I didn't listen to the reports. I didn't listen to the experts. I kept that vision before me that I would break that barrier. But I want you to notice, not only did Roger have to break that barrier of the 4 minutes, he had to break the barrier of science. He had to break the barrier of myth. He had to break the barrier of experts. He had to go against everything that everybody said. He had to deny it. He had to cast it down. He had to refuse it. He had to push beyond the barriers. But when Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile, others saw that it could be done. The 4-minute mile barrier has since been broken by many male athletes. And now today is the standard, not the exception, the standard of all male professional middle distance runners. In the last 50 years, the mile record has been lowered by almost 17 seconds. Because one man broke the barrier. You said, Brother, why did you say that? Simply this. that I don't need everybody in this building to break the barrier this morning. I just need one person that can push through, one person that can break through. And once one person breaks through, once one person that say, oh my, if Brother Charlie got it, I can get it. If Brother Terry got it, I can get it. One person breaking through, it makes it easier. You remember, like over in Switzerland, when the man said, this day, I'll give my life for Switzerland. And he said, follow me, get what you can get, follow me. And he ran right into the ranks of that army that had moved upon their country, and he broke their ranks. And once he broke that rank, he gave his life. But when he broke the rank, they ran through it and whooped that army. Yeah. Amen. I just need one person to break that barrier, and we'll whoop the devil's army. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. It's like a plane that struggles and struggles to break the sound barrier. Just keeps pushing. Just keep believing. Break through the barrier of unbelief. Break through that thought that tells you it's not for you. You'll never be well. You've had this problem with lust for years. You've got this besetting sin. You've got this trouble with pornography. You've tried to overcome it. It's a lie of the devil. I tell you, if one man overcome it, if one woman overcome it, you can overcome it. Come on, somebody. If God healed one of cancer, God can heal you of cancer. If God can save one marriage, God can save your marriage. Amen. What did Brother Donnie preach a few years ago on positive affirmations? He loves me. He wants to heal me. He wants to save me. He wants to revive me. He wants me to break through. And once you break through, others can follow. Pray until you pass the doubt barrier. Then you're running free. Then you're running free. You're past the unbelief. It's done, been settled. It's all over. When you get the assurance in your heart, it's going to be that way. You're just as happy as if it's already happened. Amen. Like Jairus' daughter, when his daughter was dying, he went to find Jesus. He fell down and worshiped him. He said, sir, my daughter's dying. Would you please come? Would you come to my house? You know what Jesus said? I'll go. See how simple it is? And as they started, can you imagine how he felt? He just seen the woman with the blood issue healed. Can you imagine how he felt? He's coming to my house. Me and Jesus, we're BFFs. He's coming to my house. Let me tell you something. I guarantee you, if Jesus came to your house, you wouldn't sit like you're sitting here this morning. Come on, friends. I don't even agree with Donald Trump. I'm not a Republican or Democrat. Don't get mad. I'm a Christian. But if Donald Trump come to my house, I would be excited. If the mayor of John City come to my house, I'd be pretty excited. You know what I'm saying? Just out of respect. But here Jesus is coming to his house. Oh my, can you imagine how excited he must have been? Because don't you see, the Jesus agreeing to go was just the same as his daughter, as his son being healed, his daughter being healed. Oh my, I'm telling you, you know, he was stirred. Jesus is coming to my house. He might have moonwalked a little bit, I don't know. He was excited. And no sooner did he start getting excited, here come the barriers. Here come the mourners. Here come the people that went to church with him. Well, I don't know. They said, trouble not the master anymore. Your little girl is dead. And all that joy, all that excitement, that one hindrance, death, deflated him. You know, my mama, God rest her soul, she told me for years when I was a little boy, she said, you know, bro, she said, you know, Darryl, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And that's a good saying. But one day I said, you know, mama, that's true. I said, but I'll tell you something better than that. Even when there's no breath, there's still hope. Hallelujah. And all Jesus did was touching on the shoulder. And you know what he said? Only believe. Amen. You know why he said that? Because that's what breaks the barrier. You see, Satan wants us to compromise. Yes, he does. When Jessica was in that condition in the hospital, somebody I worked with, I appreciate him coming, I really do. They came down there to visit. I was out, I'd went and done something, and Cheryl was there, and this person I worked with come, and they had a boy that had spinal meningitis as a child, a real high fever, and it left the boy deaf. And she come and told Cheryl, she said, you know, I forget the boy's name. But she said, you know, they told us he was going to be deaf, but we were willing to accept it just to have our little boy. And Cheryl said, when she said that to her, something inside of her raised up and said, but we won't accept that. Amen. See, Satan wants you to accept something less. Something less than what God has for you. But let me tell you, friends, if Sam Walton was my daddy, I wouldn't go to Walmart with a basket. I'd go to Walmart with a truck. God says, ask me for big things. Don't you see, when you ask God for big things, you are telling God, I think you're a big God. Amen. When you ask God for the impossible, you're telling God, I believe, God, you can do the impossible. Amen. Amen. God's word says so. That settles it. He's my healer. He's my joy. He's my deliverer. You see, the devil knows if you can just use a little faith, he's defeated. Amen. You say, brother, I don't know if I can believe or not. Well, can you halfway believe? You see, if you can just halfway believe, the devil's still defeated. Amen. Oh, I got to hurry. Look at that woman with the blood issue. She had plenty of hindrances. She had plenty of barriers. She had been sick 12 years. The doctor said they couldn't help her. The doctor said, you'll never be well. When she got down out of where Jesus was, not only did she have what the doctor said, not only did she have what everybody else was saying, not only did she have the evidence of 12 years of a blood issue that wouldn't stop, all those barriers, then when she got down there, guess what she found? A crowd. She couldn't even get to Jesus, and everybody was touching him. Everybody was touching Jesus. What was it? Barrier. A barrier. What is it? Satan trying to stop us from receiving what's ours. Amen. She had physical barriers, spiritual barriers. Everything trying to turn her back. All the noise, all the confusion, the devil telling her, everybody's touching him. He'll never feel your touch. Right. Amen. But if you can be persistent. Amen. If you can be persistent and not everything hinder you. You see, physically you might feel bad. Physically, you might not feel well at all. You might not feel like coming to church. You may not feel like doing anything. Sometimes we can be so sick, we just don't feel like doing anything. But if we can break those physical hindrances, you see, every person that comes to Christ will find hindrances. Try studying to bring a message to help God's people. Ask Brother David. Ask Brother Horn. Ask Brother Amos. Ask some of these brothers. Ask Brother Wes how much Satan tries to hinder you. Amen. You see, every time you start for a closer walk with God, you know what you'll find? Hindrances. The devil is at your door to try to stop you in every way he can. Amen. But you see, this woman, she thought, if I could but touch his garment. You see, she thought it first. And then she manifested what she thought. Amen. She went through with that thought. Because, Brother Terry, she thought, if I could but touch his garment, I will be made whole. But not only did she think it, Brother Jerry, she pushed beyond every reason. Well, there's everybody touching him. He'll never feel your touch. But she pushed beyond that. She broke that barrier and she touched him. And when she touched him, he stopped. You know what he said? Who touched me? You see, that was her anticipation. When she touched that, she passed the sound barrier. She broke that barrier of doubt. She was free. For in her heart, she said, if I could but touch him. And then she done exactly what she thought. And when she done exactly what she thought, if I do this, I'll be healed. And when she done that, she was healed. Why? She broke the barriers. You know, it was a man one time. He had the palsy real bad. And he had some friends. And they heard that Jesus was in this house. Jesus is in the house. And they went and got this man who had the palsy to bring him to Jesus. When they got to where Jesus was, they couldn't even get in. There were so many in the house, the door was blocked. Amen. So they had to go get him. They had to carry him. They get to where Jesus is. The place is packed out. Hindrance. They can't go through the door because the door is blocked with people. Hindrances. There's no windows in the house. If there was a window, they'd have went through the window. There's not even a window. Hindrance. Now they could have took him home. Said, well, we tried, but there were so many people we couldn't get in. But they didn't stop. They never stopped pushing. Well, it's crowded. So? Can't get in the door. So? There's no windows. So? There's a roof. How are we going to get him on the roof? Hindrance. And when they got on the roof, guess what they found? A roof. Are we going to get him through the roof? Hindrance. So you know what they did? They tore the roof off. Oh, God. I tell you right now, if somebody ripped his roof off and fall in here this morning, we'd have church. They tore the roof off the church. All the dust. All the pieces of tile. The people did it. Hey, what are you doing? Hindrances. But they would not stop. If they had to tear the roof off, they'd tear the roof off. If they had to kick up some dust, they would kick up some dust. And you know what they did? They dropped him right at the feet of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, give me friends like that, Lord. They dropped him right at Jesus' feet. Can you imagine what happened at their house that night? My God, Brother Terry, I'd love to have been there. They had a testimony. Did you see that man's face when we tore that roof off that brother? Did you? Oh my. And here come the man that was had the palsy. Here he come walking through. Not only was he healed, but his sins were forgiven him. Oh God, friend, you talk about a revival. You talk about a revival. Let me close. Chuck Yeager was the first man to ever break the sound barrier. And I read just the other day, I think it was, he done it again. Almost on the exact same moment in time, 50 years later, I think it was. 80 years later, 50, I don't know when it was. So many years later, Chuck Yeager, 84-year-old, climbed back in the cockpit and broke the sound barrier again. You know what that tells me? If you've done it once, you can do it again. But you see, he had to have something to break that barrier with. And let me say this morning, so do you. the hindrances and the barriers of Satan. The voices are real, friends. It's his job, that's his desire, is to keep you from receiving what God died for you to have. See, Satan don't care if you come to church, as long as you come defeated. A defeated soldier is one of the hardest soldiers you can ever get to fight. That's why many times when soldiers get that battle fatigue, they'll pull them off the field and send them over to Hawaii and let them rest up a little bit. Amen. All he wants you to do is come to church, fill up this place, set defeated. You see, Chuck Yeager had to have something to break that barrier. He used an airplane. And I say to you this morning as I'm closing, our vehicle that God has given us is not emotion, it's not sensation, it's not mind over matter. It's faith. Faith breaks the barrier. And once that barrier is broke, it's unlimited. It's unlimited to what God can do to a person who believe Him. Who believe Him. There's no limit. Send that plane, it'll shake, it'll rattle. The prophet said the boat's about come out of the wings. And how many people was almost at that barrier and they pulled back because they afraid the plane would break apart. Right there at that moment, almost pushing through. And then they let the devil tell them, I wouldn't go up front if I was you. You know you don't like to walk in front of people. They're going to look at your dress. We don't care what kind of dress you're wearing. We just want to see you help this morning. We just want to see you help this morning. Amen. Breaking the barriers. Let me share this with you. Brother Harry, brothers come. Let me share this with you as we're closing. I trust I've not been too long, but I want to share this with you. I thought this was so good. There's another definition for barrier. All the ones we're a barricade, a block, a hindrance, a obstruction, impingement. But there's another word for barrier. And that's used in horse racing. It's called the gate bearer. The gate bearer is where they put the horses before they start the race. It's that gate that the horse stands behind. And when they fire off that pistol and the gate flies open, then he runs. And I want you to understand this morning, we're not hybrids. We're real racehorses. Our genetics is from our daddy. You know, my brother Dwayne just done his DNA. He said, you know, you get 50% from your mama and 50% from your daddy. But I want you to know this morning, we're all daddy. And I want you to see that this barrier, this gate barrier, is just like the gate of a racehorse. I want you to understand, you know where they put the scarecrow in the garden? Where the best fruit is. Why did they put it there? To keep the crow out of the strawberries. What is the scarecrow telling you? The scarecrow is really telling you not to stay out. It's really telling you there's something good in there. And don't you see when Satan tries to place a barrier? Don't you understand what Satan's trying to tell you? He knows there's a finish line. He knows there's a victory line. He's trying to stop you. But you know what the barrier should do? The barrier shouldn't be a hindrance. The barrier should tell me, I'm fixing to run. I'm fixing to run. I'm fixing to go towards the victory lane. Amen. Do you love him this morning? That little shadow of darkness that hangs over you. That little doubt barrier. If you could ever break through that little barrier and get free. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You remember the eagle Brother Ram talked about that was in the cage up in Cincinnati? He said, if I had the money, I would buy him and set him free. And that eagle would run and crash against that cage and he'd fall back. You see, he'd done that, Brother Larry, because he wanted to go where God built him to go. He wanted to fly into the heavens because he was built to fly into the heavens. And what he needed, Brother Eddie, what he needed was not a set of wings that would lift him out of the cage. He had the wings to do it. All he needed was to break the barrier. And see, all you need to do this morning is break the barrier. It's like getting a bird out of the cage. He's got the wings. He just needs to get out the door. Everything you need this morning, you've already got it. Well, I'm going to come up and see if I can get more faith. You don't need more faith. Just apply what you've got. So it's not that I got to come and get. We've got it. We just need to get out the door and use it. Breaking the barriers of doubt. What you break through, friends. Excuse me. 17 seconds off the 4-minute mile. After one man said it can be done.
Amen.
What do you have need of this morning? Where are you at this morning in your life? What hindrances do you face? Is the hindrance of grief keep you from coming closer to the God? Hindrances of barnacles of disappointment. Well, Brother Darrell, I tried it and it didn't happen. And why would it happen again? Barnacles of disappointment. But if you can push beyond those things this morning. You see, if God ever touched me one time, God can touch me again. Amen. If God ever healed you once, He can heal you again. So it's not God. It's just we've let Satan hinder our faith. Let us say to you this morning, you're an eagle.
Amen.
You're an eagle. You can fly. You can fly above the chatter. You can fly above the hindrances. Break through that barrier. And it's unlimited this morning. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm sorry if I kept you people alone today, Lord. But God, I trust that we can see. Just like you tried to tell that woman, he's going to preach all night. The church is too loud. The people are too emotional. People not emotional enough. See, Lord, we realize Satan don't care what ditch we're in, as long as we're in a ditch. But God, I pray this morning, Lord. I know it's just a simple thought, God, but when I looked at these things, it stirred my heart, Lord. How that woman pushed through the crowd and her blood issue stopped. How Jairus broke that barrier, Lord. His daughter was given back to him. Oh God, this morning, Lord, there's many needs among us. There's people here has oppression. There's people here, Lord, this morning that's depressed. There's people here this morning that's got bad doctor's reports. There's people here this morning who will get bad doctor reports. There's people here having marriage difficulties. There's people here, Lord, having battles in their mind. Physical battles, mental battles, spiritual battles. But Lord, we realize all these things are hindrances. The blessings are here, Lord. Father, it's not that you're going to come into the house. You're in the house now, Lord. God, may we be willing today. Lord, let me be a friend. Like that man's friends who pulled him up on a roof, who tore off the roof and let him down in the midst of the people because they knew if they could get him to Jesus, he would walk home himself. God, let me be that kind of friend this morning. That I tear off the barriers of Satan's roofs, Lord. Let me be that kind of friend this morning that'll push God beyond. He's going to preach all day and my supper's getting cold. We was going to, God, may we push beyond that just for a moment.
Lord, that someone else could be helped. That someone could be touched, Lord. We go, Lord, there's nothing like the tears of joy. Like the woman in Indiana who you healed her back. Like the brother over in North Carolina, God, that came to me. Told me what the Lord had done for him. Like the man in Arizona, Lord, that said you saved his marriage. You do these things because you love us. And Lord, I ask this morning, God, may we push, God. May for once in our life, we push, Lord, against the voices that tells us it's not for you. God, may we make that first step this morning. May we prove to Satan we believe by making that step this morning. Grant it, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Listen this morning. If you have a need, here's what I want you to do this morning. I want you to come. I want the sisters on one side of the church, the brothers on the other. If you believe what I preached this morning to be the truth, if you've seen how many times that Satan has tried to hinder you, if you've had enough of it today, if you said, not today, Satan. You might have done it last night. You might have done it last week, but Satan, we're through. I want you to know we're through, Satan. I'm not listening to your voice no more. You don't have to live with that oppression. God's got it all in control, friends. If you're here this morning, I want you to come. The sisters over here to my left, it would be your right. The brothers over here to my right, which would be your left. I want you to come this morning. Everyone that believes this morning, everyone that has a need this morning, everyone that believes someone can meet their need this morning, I want you to come. Quickly now. But either it's true or it's not true. But I believe there's enough right here this morning to run every devil out of Johnson City. I believe there's enough here this morning that believes God and loves God that we can see great things happen today. I believe there's enough here. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I believe there's enough here that believes that this morning to break every barrier that Satan would try to place upon us. The first step we can make this morning is to tell the devil, shut up. I'm going down for prayer. I'm making that step today. I'm showing you. I'm showing you you'll not hinder me anymore. Would you come? Would you come? Those of you can't, just cutting in the aisles, just as many as can come. Amen and amen. I love him this morning. I love him this morning. He's so good to us, friends. He cares. He cares. Amen. He can take the hurt away. He can take the pain away. He can take the fear away. He's lying to you. I'm going to tell you that chest pain is going to kill you. It's a lie. To tell you you'll never use that arm again. It's a lie. Our God is our healer. He's our joy. He's our strength. And I believe him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What could happen right now, friends? What could happen right now? You punch through that barrier. It's unlimited to what God can do today. It's the evening light. Rise and shine. Thy light has come. We are the people of the living God. We are the book of Acts repeated in this day. We are a continuation. We are the true church Jesus claims as his own. These signs shall follow them that believe. Here's what we're going to do today. Just lay hands on one another, brother to brother, sister to sister. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for the person you got your hand on. Say, Brother, I came up for prayer. I've got a need. Someone's going to be praying for that need. But I want you to pray for that person. And someone else will pray for you. And I want you to believe this morning that you have been commissioned as the bride of Jesus Christ to break that barrier off of your brother. You have the ability this morning to tear the roof off. You have ability this morning to stir the dust up. You have the ability this morning. It's not me within myself, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Now let's pray. Almighty God, I believe your promise is true, Lord. I believe, dear God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh Lord, I'm not Brother Branham. I'm not a prophet, dear God, but I am a believer. And you said these signs shall follow them that believe. And Lord, we have seen in your word today how Satan tries to hinder us with barriers. But I say to Satan today, we punch through that barrier. No more, Satan. We call your bluff today. You're nothing but a liar. You're nothing but a deceiver today. And we challenge you by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the people for the glory of God today. I rebuke you, Satan. You're an embarrassment to us. We are the children of God. This is our inheritance. This belongs to us today. We're casting down every doubt, cast down every fear, cast down every reason. And we take the word of God today that says, by his stripes I am healed. And oh God, today we receive that, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. We lay our hands upon our brother and upon our sister, and we break that barrier today away from their life. And we say, Satan, no more. That's my brother. That's my sister. And I claim them for the glory of God. I claim their health today. I claim their joy today. I claim their inheritance today in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. For the glory of God. I believe, oh God, that we can receive what we have need of today, because I believe that you're in the house, Lord. I believe the promises of your word is true. I'll not take no for an answer today. I believe in God. I'm coming by faith today to break that barrier, Lord. To break that barrier. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ. My brothers prayed for me. My sisters prayed for me. I receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. For the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe him? If you believe him this morning, raise your hands and receive it now. Raise your hands and acknowledge it in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive my healing. I receive what I have need of today for the glory of God. For the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Do you receive it now? Amen. Hallelujah. The little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. And as he took her by the hand, she began to live again. They began to praise the Lord, and some began to say,
he's in the house.
Death has to flee.
Now there is life. Where darkness used to be, now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise.
like that little girl, dead in all our sins. Jesus touched this heart of mine, gave me life again. I am just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines in me for all the world to see. 'Cause he's in the house, death had to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house, death had to flee. Now there is light where my darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house, death had to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there our death had to flee. Now there is light where my darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the
away from your life. You're free today. Let's worship in the spirit and in truth. Oh, we're a free people today. The shackles have been took off. The prison doors have been opened. We are free today. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And she said, be it unto me according to
Oh God, we receive it this morning. We receive it this morning, Lord. God, you see the need for it. We receive it, Lord.
Of darkness we have come. We receive a vindicated word. Oh, that we all have heard, and I can see it be, Lord, in you and me. Because we've kept these things and guarded them deep within with love. We've stayed with this word.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We believe your word, God. We love you, Lord. Hide us under your wings, God. Lord, may there be great testimonies, God. May there be great testimonies, Lord, of what you have done for us today. Lord, we know that when we walk up that aisle to go out that door, Satan's going to place barriers. He's going to try, Lord. That's his job. But Lord, we're stepping over the barriers. We're punching through the line, Lord. We're going out rejoicing. We're going out testifying, Lord. We're going out claiming what you've done for us, Lord. If it's not tomorrow, it'll be the next day, like the sister, Lord, in Ohio that had the tumor behind her ear, Lord. Father, I was so disappointed when it never fell off. I just knew the tumor was going to leave the woman that night. But how happy I was when I found out 2 days later, walking through her house, the tumor fell off into the floor. Oh God, if it's not today, it'll be tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow, it'll be Monday. If it's not Monday, it'll be Tuesday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If it's not Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday. We're just going to keep on praising, going to keep on thanking, going to keep on believing, going to keep on breaking barriers, dear God. We're going to do like Enoch. We're going to take one step at a time, and every step we take is closer home, dear God, to the consummation of the things that you promised us, Lord. We're going to receive it, God. We just love you, Lord. Thank you for the word, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you've done for us today. Go with your people now, Lord, as they make their way home. Be with them, Lord. Watch over them. Lord, be mindful of our folks, God, down in Florida and Georgia and different places that's going to be affected, Lord. God, we just commit them into your hands, Lord. We just love you today, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody free today?
Free. Glory.
Any of you brothers over here free today? Ain't got no slave belt on me. Amen. I just need the door open. I've got the wings.
Glory.
Amen. May God bless you richly. Enjoyed being in the house of the Lord today. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Since we got Brother Joel up here, let's just sing this as we're dismissed. Yes. Yes, sir, I remember that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right here?
You want to say something, brother? You know, if I had a son, I'd want him to be just like you. Amen. You want to say something? Heavenly Father, today, Lord, God, you see this need of our brother. God, these things that we preached are true, Lord, and we agreed together as a body, Lord. This is our brother. We're tearing the roof off today. We're shaking up some dust, Lord. We're coming into the heart of the enemy, God. We're taking that sword, God, and driving it to the enemy's heart today. And God, we claim this is being done for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you're defeated today. For the glory of God, we receive it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, one day I'm going to take a step toward my
theophany.
Don't you know one day?
A little step.
Amen. Into my theophany. Final step is going to set me free. My theophany, oh, I hear it.
God bless you, sir.
Don't you worry, the little children should they knock on your door. Don't you know,
you know that
it's just a doorway. Over there, there's no heartache, no sorrow, grief or pain. Just perfect love, peace and joy beyond compare. One day I know I'm gonna take a step toward my. Into my theophany. One day I know that final step is going to set me free. My theophany, oh, I hear it calling me. You say, come up a little higher
into the perfect.
A little higher into agape love. To say, come up a little higher. Soar through the heavenly. My theophany, I hear it calling me. Over the next hill, I look. And I see victory around the next curve in the road. That old devil, amen. Marching onward to slay that old enemy. Around the next curve, I see Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You dismissed the Lord. Come up a little higher. Whoa, come up a little higher into the agape love. Don't you know? Come up a little higher. Soar through the heavenly, my theophany.
I'm gonna take a step.